So this is Sylvia Hölnleite. We start this call. 7 minutes have passed. So welcome you all. Good afternoon, good evening. Please, Gisela, could you please carry on the roll call? Thank you very much.
Yes, this is Gisela speaking, with pleasure. Welcome to the Lacralo monthly meeting on Monday, the 19th of November. On today's call on the Spanish channel, we have José Arce, Sergio Salinas Porto, Aida Noblia, Gilberto Lara, Silvia Herlein Leite, Adrián Carvalho, Alberto Soto, Alfredo López Hernández, Fatima Cambronero, Juan Manuel Rojas, Juan Ignacio Aime, Humberto Carrasco. On the English channel, we have Dev Anand Tilaksing, Roosevelt King, Miram Behari, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. Apologies noted from Javier José Payero and Marcelo Telez. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters this evening are Veronica and David. Welcome. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow the interpreters to identify the speaker on the other channel. And if you could also all speak at a reasonable pace, to allow our interpreters to provide an accurate interpretation. Thank you. Over to you, Silvia and José.
This is José Arce speaking. Can you hear me? I had a problem with my audio. Yes, José, we hear you. So, thank you very much. The point number two on the agenda, Sylvia, could you please mention the action items? This is Sylvia Hölnleite. Thank you, José. We have no specific action item from the previous call, so you can go on with the agenda. This is José Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Sylvia. So, the point number three of the agenda has to do with the training cycles. So we have started with these proposals some months ago. This was Fatima's and Natalia's proposal. So today we had a suspension to put it somehow, and when we tried to find another speaker, well, we end up by deciding that these 30 minutes should be or could be devoted to the discussion of relevant topics for the region. So this would be internal training, and one of these important topics was the participation of the at-large community in the IGF some weeks ago, the first meeting of at-large in the IGF was with the CEO of ICANN, Fadi. And he had the opportunity of receiving an email, my email, with a summary of the event in this meeting together with the new ICANN CEO. We had different workshops organized by the at-large community, so I would like to share with you some of those issues, because most of the people who are participating today in this call had participated there. So I would like Deb to hold the floor and tell us his experience in the IGF and in the sessions that he participated, and then I will do the same. Alejandro and Fatima will also share their experiences with us. Deb, you have the floor, please.
Thank you. This is David Antilux speaking. And thank you, Jose. This was my first IGF conference, and I must say, apart from some logistical issues regarding the conference, and one of the most severe logistical issues being there was a very poor internet connectivity at the Internet Governance Forum, meaning that it was very difficult to even get any sort of internet connection during that, during the entire conference. That being said, and it was a very interesting conference with the many of the feeder sessions being very informative, all dealing with various aspects of internet governance. I was invited to be a panelist on one of the panels that was organized by AFRALO, and that was workshop number 61, which talked about the new GTLD program, an opportunity for development or a mean for more digital divide. And it was, again, I think, a very informative panel. My comments were related to the opportunities for the Caribbean for new GTLDs, and I gave a presentation for this. Talked about that, well, that the Caribbean, there were no applications from in this new GTLD application round, even though there were 24 applications from Latin America, but yet there were zero from the Caribbean. And my discussion talked about, well, some ideas as to why this was the case. There were other workshops that were also organized by ICANN at large. The next one was from AP-RALO, which was the it was the new by the new GTLDs, implications and potential for community engagement, advocacy and development. Again, also a very informative panel. Well, I don't know if I have time to really go into the detailed summary of it, but it featured, and in fact, I'll put the link to that workshop here. But all in all, I have to say the IGF was very informative. There were lots of sessions dealing with how to engage with users and the difficulties and the challenges that are encountered in trying to discuss internet governance issues. And these are similar challenges that we face in at-large to engage with our at-large structures to talk about ICANN policy issues. There were a lot of ICANN persons present at the IGF. And perhaps I'll just... I'm trying to find that link. I'm sure I can stuff. I have found it. As you can see, there are quite many persons from all the regions, and including ICANN persons itself, including Fadi Shahadi, it was very good to see how ICANN was engaging with the IGF community. The ICANN staff also had a booth there, which was also, I think, well attended. I even helped man the booth, ICANN booth, and talk to persons about ICANN and so forth. So perhaps I'll just stop and give an opportunity for other speakers to talk. So that's it.
This is Jose Arzo speaking. Thank you very much, Dev. My idea today is to share with the region our experiences, the experiences of those who were able to participate in the IGF, and in a way to provide a message regarding the importance of the participation of the ICANN in this IGF. Of course, we have people who are connected and who have great experience in this issue. For example, Alejandro Pisanti, Fatima Cambronero, they have participated in at least two IGFs. So, Alejandro, would you like to make any comment for the community. Fatima? This is Fatima speaking. Okay, Fatima, this is Jose Arce speaking. Fatima, you have the floor. This is Fatima Cambronero speaking. So I participated in the IGF meeting, and I will publish the report, and I will share the reports with the LACRALO members. That's all. This is Jose Arce speaking. Okay, thank you, Fatima. So as to finish with this item on the agenda, in terms of participation, I would like to emphasize the fact that mentioned the new ICANN CEO had a conversation with ICANN and with the members of the region, and he emphasized the fact that participation was really important. And as I mentioned in the email that I sent you, the idea is that the people participating on the IGF would be kinds of ICANN representatives, ambassadors. So we would need to take all the activities of the ICANN community to this new IGF so that they can learn about the activities of ICANN. That's the idea. I think this is something very important. So we need to perform outreach in this regard, because this is a forum relating to internet governance. Now let's go to the following item on the agenda, that is point number 4, follow-up of the General Assembly. In the last, or in the previous call, we have discussed the issue. We created a wiki page with some documents, and we have given a term or a period of time up to this call, and I propose that this call would be the last possibility or the last space for discussing the items of the GA. So we placed on the wiki a general idea of how we would go on and which are the path to follow, so that we can discuss taking into account the 3 proposals. So the idea is to discuss with you and the region about those different paths to follow. I saw in the wiki that there were no comments lately, but I know that there are some ideas going around. So is there anyone who would like to hold the floor and speak about these ideas? Or is there anything that you would like to say about the GA?
I see no hands raised. Well, actually, there's Alberto Soto who has raised his hand on the AC room. Alberto, would you like to talk? Yes, this is Alberto Soto for the record. Jose, I had no time to go into the wiki. I am just resuming my activities right now. And out of the 3 proposals, I believe the mixed proposal is the one that's the best to progress, and it's the one that would allow us sufficient time to solve any issues if there's some kind of dispute in the middle or some conflict, and it would give us enough freedom to continue. I think that one's the best. That's all. Alejandro actually had raised his hand without really knowing, and now Silvia has put it down. Now, this is Jose speaking. Alejandro, please go ahead. This is Alejandro speaking. Jose, which is the substantive proposal? I think that deciding the method, whether it is synchronous or asynchronous or mixed, in a way depends on what are the agreements that we're going to reach. If we don't really have a draft of those agreements, it's going to be very difficult to make a decision. And I would just choose what Alberto chose, because I think the mixed one is the one that allows more flexibility with the problems we're already having, and probably there will be agreement on the voting. So if we don't really have a solution, we are expecting that you send it, and in the meantime, we can suspend the activities we're expecting for the rest. This is José Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Alejandro. Actually, the proposals for agreement, I think, this is not the first time when you ask, that you ask on a Lacrado monthly call about the agreement proposals and if we have reached an agreement proposal in the end. We have actually tried, not only on my behalf, but also on ICANN's behalf, through different media, through different means, through the Ombudsman and through the sections or the sessions that we had in Costa Rica, etc. We have tried to do this, but we have never reached an agreement. And the GA actually gives the opportunity through voting to define the items on the agenda that will be set. The idea of finishing the GA is to take those items and to submit them to vote, to put them to vote, just following our rules, and just to reach an agreement. This is Alejandro speaking. It's not the first time I asked for this, and as I can see, it's not going to be the last one. I propose that there be a negotiation between the parts, the parties that are in the different agreements, as I have done for a long time now. We are about, it's going to be a year now, and I think you should negotiate some terms for the agreement, and that you send a draft with a consensus for certain people who know that they can commit a certain number of votes. And in the meantime, it's a total loss of time. This is José speaking. Thank you, Alejandro, for your input. And in the meantime, some have asked that the assembly be ended and that we put that we just vote. I see that your request is different, but we will consider it. There's Natalia who's raised her hand, Sergio also, and somebody else. Sergio, would you like to take the floor, please? Hello, this is Sergio speaking. Do you hear me? We hear you, Sergio. Good morning to you all. This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. I think I agree with what Alberto has expressed in the sense that we should have a mixed issue. I just wanted to add that to support Alberto's proposal, and I understand the opinions by Alejandro. I don't think this is wrong. Perhaps we could... This could be a way to solve some kind of confrontation, or perhaps no, not a confrontation, but a different point of view as a last effort by this region to try to reach an agreement. But if the chair and the secretariat believe that this is not viable or that the timelines for these processes has ended, I think it's okay if we just continue with the vote. Thank you. This is José speaking. Natalia Enciso has raised her hand. So, Natalia, you can now take the floor. Hello, this is Natalia speaking. Do you hear me? This is Natalia Antiso for the record. I have a question. The mixed meeting, are we going to discuss the issues on a call and then we're going to vote by email, or how is this going to work? Because I don't really understand that, and I just want to know if you are considering what our rules of procedures are stating about the quorum and how this will be taken into account. In my opinion is that we have to synchronize it one time and not to extend it a very long time. We need to touch on just a few issues. The most controversial ones are the ones that has to do with modifying the bylaws, but I think we all agree, and we have all reached an agreement in that sense. And there's nothing else, there's no other controversial issue to discuss. That's all, thank you. This is Jose speaking. Fatima, you have raised your hand. This is Fatima Cambronero speaking, for the record. I have the same doubt that Natalia expressed. I share that doubt. And if we are going to divide in synchronous and asynchronous ones, I don't think this is convenient. I think we need to finish this GA once and forever. And I also believe it is an obligation of each of us to review the transcriptions of the GA and to review the definite issues that are still pending and that need to be solved. And now I have a request for the rapporteur of this General Assembly. There are some controversial issues on the report that you sent. There are some issues that haven't been solved, as the report said. And I agree with what Natalia said. There are some substantial issues. Those are three issues referring to the modification of the bylaws and the different proposals. One is by Dev, the other one is by Sintra, and the other one is by Sylvia. Of those three proposals, which are the substantial ones, the one that goes away from our proposal is the one that Sylvia proposed, and I think this is the one that could give rise to a certain kind of controversy. And then in some other informal conversations with Lacrado members, we considered withdrawing those issues so that we can analyze them under the new rules of procedure by ALAC, which are going to govern us in Lacrado. I think the remaining issues are not so serious that they could be solved in only one single call. That's my opinion, and that's my suggestion. Thank you. This is Jose speaking. Thank you, Fatima. Now Umberto has raised his hand. Umberto, now you have the floor. Go ahead, Umberto. This is Umberto Carrasco for the record. I have spent many hours going around the issue of the audios and the transcriptions to be able to finish the report. And what I expressed is exactly what's in the audio recordings and on the transcriptions. Therefore, we may see some contradicting issues, but this is what happened at the Assembly, and this is just stating for the record that this happened at the Assembly. Unfortunately, on the report I sent, I just said very orderly what were the items or the issues from 1 to 19 with the amendments approved. But I have the feeling that because of a format problem, this wasn't really posted on the web page. I have no problem to resend the document with the purpose of just clarifying any possible doubts. That's what I have to say regarding this issue of the agenda and what Fatima has just said. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Umberto. Now, Sergio, you have raised your hand, so now you have the floor. This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. I just didn't really want to raise my hand. I apologize. Jose speaking now. Okay, is there anybody on the English channel who would like to say anything? I can't really see anything on the Adobe. Is there anyone on the English channel who would like to take the floor?
Uh, This is Dave. I do have, want to make a comment.
Go ahead, Dave, please.
Thank you. Just to say that well, obviously before any decisions to really restart the GA, I think it's important that the persons that were assigned as officers of the GA to actually ensure that we have the final agenda that was approved by the Assembly posted. And again, you, yes, it would require some effort, but this you'll have to go through the, both the transcript and the audio, because sometimes the transcript didn't quite capture the accurately the words that were stated. And there was a, there were a lot of motions and counter motions and so forth to get to the final agenda on this. So I would urge that this be completely made clear as to what would the final agenda that we are looking at. Secondly, I'm seeing the discussion with synchronous, asynchronous. Obviously, I would say we do need to have like some, perhaps some of the virtual GA where we have the AC room. We do a doodle to ensure as much persons are aware of and can attend the call. And perhaps it doesn't have to be, you know, one big long session. We can, of course, structure it, you know, have 1 hour or 1 hour and, you know, several synchronous sessions. And then if there, unless there's, and if there's quorum for this, and by quorum I mean that, you know, there are more than 20 plus ELSs in the room, then it could start. And then if there's enough, I think as Fatima pointed out, you know, that most of the proposals are moot in the sense that that you know, because of the RELO rules of procedures are going to be starting very soon, you know, the motions that have been put forward by Sylvia and by Centra you know, don't need to really take place, because they don't need to take place. We need to focus our efforts on the RELO harmonization working group that is going to be starting very soon. Speaking as a person regarding the harmonization of the English and Spanish versions of the rules of procedure, which were my specific motions, I would say I would like to I would hope there is a consensus enough from everyone that these are what could be approved. But you know, I am not actually you know, if you can end the GA as soon as possible, then, and so you can focus on the work, the policy work that's needed by all of us in Makwalo, that will be fine. I do think we need to just ensure that there's probably a certain number of calls, what they call the synchronous calls, and then by at the end of the synchronous calls, after three calls maybe, or two calls, then we can see where we are. We have reached and we have understood what we have to do in the GA, and if so, then we could end it quickly, and if need be, do it asynchronously by our vote. Thank you.
This is Jose speaking. Thank you, Dev. I can't really have access to the Adobe Connect. Sylvia, can you please help me? If there's anybody else who'd like to take the floor, this is Sylvia speaking. You can go ahead. There's nobody else who'd like to take the floor. This is Fatima now speaking. Can I please answer something to Dev? Yes, Fatima, please go ahead. Now, this is Fatima speaking. Regarding what Dev says, the report sent by Umberto includes the definite agenda that we put up after Costa Rica. It's just that in the wiki, you don't really see the table with the different issues. If you download the Word file on that web page, you can see what are the items that were definite on that agenda. And regarding the contradictions that I was mentioning earlier, that I told Umberto about them, I can show you one of them. And even though he was the rapporteur of that meeting, of that assembly, I think it is our duty to review the transcriptions on the audio files to see if this is what happened or not. And I also believe there were contradictions on the assembly, and the contradictions may have just come up from it. I'm not saying that Umberto is responsible for this. Thank you. Silvia speaking now. Jose, there's nobody else with hands up. Jose speaking now. Thank you, Fatima. I understand from what Umberto said that even though there were contradictions on the assembly itself, and I know he listened to the audio files, there were some problems with a table that he uploaded, and we are going to check it. However, the next thing we'll do is checking the final agenda. Umberto, probably if you can send that table that we didn't really receive it properly, can you please send it again so that we can all have access to it and we can upload it and so that everybody else can have control over that table? Now Umberto has the floor. I will, this is Umberto speaking, I will send it to your email. I didn't have time to say what Fatima said about consistency. If possible, I don't really want to abuse the time of the conference now, but if she can send me an email so we can clarify those details or any doubts that she might have, please go ahead. There is some overlap in the voices. Natalia has the floor now. Yes, this is Natalia speaking. Umberto, did you finish with your speech? This is Natalia speaking. I will continue. This is Natalia and Ciso for the record. I still have my doubts regarding Article 19, Section 19, because there are certain rules that will not be applied, and those rules talk about the quorum. It also states that the voting will be done electronically. I understand this will be done through email, via email. So will this be done with a call, or are we going to have email sent and then we will vote? It is going to be done by email. So we will include all the areas that were included in Costa Rica. Are we going to vote by email? Is this my correct interpretation, or am I wrong?
What's that?
This is Silvia speaking. Juan Manuel has his hand up. Now this is Juan Manuel speaking. I just wanted to add a suggestion. I wanted to say if we can post the agenda that was approved on the GA, if we can post it on the wiki. And I have the same doubt that Natalia has, actually. I have the same question. This is Silvia speaking. Okay, Juan, Sergio, now you have the floor. This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. This is just something that I was thinking and I want to say it in a loud voice. Every time we talk about the rules of procedures of our region, we find that there are some people in our region who are the ones who virtually have the vision, the a macro vision of this issue. One of them is Natalia and the other one is Carlton. It's a pity that Carlton is not here right now, but unfortunately we have a different view on this issue, and I just wanted to make a suggestion. And the suggestion is if we can put together Carlton and Natalia, if we can have them meet and see if we can reach an agreement on how to work on these circumstances. it is very, very stressing that every time we need to debate issues that we need, where we need to vote, or if we're going to have an assembly, it's very stressing to have the problems of how we're going to interpret doubts. So I asked our two colleagues, unfortunately he's not here to ask this for him, but perhaps we can send him an email, and the chair can and the secretary can help us on this, because I actually trust Carlton and Natalia to reach a strategy, and I also trust the chair and secretary. So this is my proposal to continue with the assembly and to reach an end on it. Thank you.
This is Silvia Helen Leite. Thank you very much. Through to you. Alberto, is there any comment? Yes, Silvia, this is Alberto Soto. Just a minute technical detail. Electronically, Natalia, in order to be able to vote by email, it's the same. There is no problem in that. That's all. Thank you, Umberto. Fatima, you have the floor. This is Fatima speaking. I think we are losing sight of the main issues, and we are mixing formal ways and the substantial points of the agenda. As Sergio said, the responsibility of knowing the rules is a responsibility that belongs to all of us. This is Sergio Salinas Porto. I am talking about the interpretation of the rules, not the responsibility. This is Fatima speaking. Well, the rules are very clear in terms of virtual rooms, meetings. So we intended to avoid the fact that three people modify or amend the rules. That's why the quorum and majorities were settled in the rules. That's clear. So this has to be into account. The rest of the topics were already resolved, such as the election of the chair and the secretary, and the rest of the topics are exactly the same. They have to do with amendment proposals by Sintra, Silvia. I think we are losing sight of the main issues and we are not solving the problem. So I do believe that we need to put an end to this GA to decide when we are going to finish with the GA, and that's it. This is Jose Arce speaking. Silvia, is there anyone who has their hand up? No, Jose, go ahead, please. This is Jose Arce speaking. I have heard your intervention, and I wish we had had all this debate some weeks ago when the proposals were published, the proposals regarding the GA and the way in which we should move forward with the GA. It seems that every speaker who speaks is right, but in fact, what we need is to have one, or at least, as Deb said, several synchronic meetings. And the problem with this modality is that on that day, all the ALSs that had participated at that time had to be able to participate to the meeting or connect to the meeting. So in that way, we might be able to have an asynchronic meeting. So the LASs that were present at that time should be connected for quorum. That is a problem. That's why we had to develop the proposals, the synchronous and asynchronous proposals. But I somehow agree with Fatima, because I believe we need to finish with this issue and we need to come to an agreement on the way to do it. Alejandro's proposals, and he mentioned that proposal several calls ago, if we come to an agreement, of course, we will be able to finish with this issue. So Alejandro, is there any comment? This is Jose. Well, that is not exactly what I am saying. What I say is that, this is Alejandro Pisanti speaking, I see that I don't see any possibility of moving forward if you don't lead those conversations. You need to know the issues where we cannot reach consensus. And we need to come to the GA with all the topics settled. Otherwise, we keep on going around the same issues. So there is a deficit of leadership that needs to be addressed. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much for clarifying your position. What you said, well, I tried to do that, but I was not successful, so I decided to move forward with the GA, and many people agreed on that. And the only way of putting an end to it is coming to an agreement in terms of different issues. This is Silvia Hanelete speaking. Alejandro, is there any comment that you would like to add? I see your hand up. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you. Jose, let me see if I understand correctly. The alternative that we have is to gather together again with the people that were present at the GA and just carry out the vote. There was one reason why this was not carried out at that time, and it is important that you lead the effort to come to an agreement in order to avoid consequences. But otherwise, we'll be just moving exactly in the same direction, the lack of agreement that we have, and we will be just opening the divide or not reaching to a solution. Thank you very much, Alejandro. This is Jose Arce speaking. I would like to answer Alejandro. Alejandro, thank you very much for your comments. In these issues, you know, I am always trying to gather or to get pieces of advice. And, of course, I asked you and I pay attention to all your comments. Many people say that the GA was not successful, and, of course, I take the responsibility for this, but I made my best to carry out with this or to move forward with this GA and to reach the agreement. What makes me make my decisions is that consensus can be reached after we finish the GA. Because there are many people who would like to put an end to the GA, and I am one of them, and the agreements that need to be fixed or settled may go beyond this GA, and they can be solved once we finish with these excessive formal steps, in the rules of Lacrallo. So I think we can work on this issue separately, move forward with the issue of the GA and put an end to it. This is Silvia Hanelete. Thank you, Jose. Alberto, you have the floor. This is Alberto Soto speaking. I was listening, or I was hearing that you mentioned having the same ALSs that were present in Costa Rica. If that is a condition, well, I think that we might not be able to finish the GA never, because when a GA is interrupted in any part of the world, the requirement is the quorum, but not the presence of the same members or bodies that were present at that time. Thank you very much, Alberto. This is Silvia Hanelete speaking. I think we have heard all the speakers, and we have taken a lot of time in this issue. This will be the last opportunity that we have to evaluate the system that will be used. As secretary, I commit myself to evaluate all the positions or in this meeting. And in March, as Alejandro said, there will be 1 year since the beginning of the GA, so it would be good that you post your comments on the wiki page that it is now opened. And if you have further comments in relation to this issue, please post your comments on the wiki page. I think that Jose and I will have to make a decision in order to move forward with the GA. Fatima, is there any comment that you would like to make? This would be the last intervention regarding this issue because we need to go on with other items on the agenda. Fatima, go ahead. This is Fatima. Thank you, Silvia. I somehow disagree with Alejandro. I think that in the region nowadays, we're closer than before, than in Costa Rica. And I think it is more plausible to come to an agreement than when we were in Costa Rica. And I think, as Alberto said, it is difficult that all ALSs might come together once again, but we need to solve this. And I apologize if my words were not correct, but I feel that we are very tired of talking about the same issues, and we need to come to an agreement and put an end to this. But we need to come to an agreement in terms of details. But we are closer now than we were in Costa Rica. That's all. Thank you very much. Thank you, Fatima. This is Silvia speaking. Jose, is there any other comment? Otherwise, I suggest moving to the other item on the agenda. This is Jose speaking. Yes, just one more comment, a brief comment. I sent an email with some invitations because many people from the region asked the presbyter and the secretary that before moving forward with the GA, it was requested to ask the opinion of the all those stakeholders. And with Silvia, we sent some questions related to formalities, for example, the quorum issue. We sent those questions to the ICANN staff, and the answer is the one posted in the wiki. So Lagrallo is the only responsible of interpreting its own rules. Therefore, ICANN cannot provide advice to Lagrallo regarding what to do or what not to do. This is what I wanted to mention for the record. This is Silvia Helen Leite. Thank you, Jose. Dave, you have the floor.
Thank you. This is Devanand. Are you hearing me?
Yes, Deb, go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is Devanand Tilakshin speaking. I just want to, again, just to emphasize one thing. One, I see Humberto is going to have emailed the staff, and we'll be able to see the report that he had done as the rapporteur. And again, I just say we need to get all this information up front so that we are all clear as to what the final agenda was. And again, ensure that everybody understands what the final agenda is, and then again have perhaps one conference call to just look at the items objectively and decide. And again, the simplest thing would be to, in my opinion, to collectively agree that all of these motions do not need to be enacted upon because the RELO harmonization would begin very shortly. So all of these changes would not be needed or should be, and especially given that there was a lot of contention regarding these motions to change the various aspects of, the, of these bylaws. So I also just want to ask one more thing also, in terms of timing. I mean, this is already November 19th. Do you want to try to do something in December, or do you want to, you know, have something in January? And I think that's, and if you want to decide we're going to have a call, then if you're going to try to do it in December, then, you know, then that at least that sets some deadlines for ensuring all the documentation is proper before the, before that call. That's all.
Thank you very much, Deb. This is Silvia Hanenleite. As I said before, we will analyze together with Jose all the comments posted, and we will send an email with the definite agenda and the steps to follow. The staff, please, could you please tell me how much time is still available for this call? This is Silvia. Silvia Vivanco, are you hear me? Do we have half an hour more, or am I wrong? This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, you have half an hour. So thank you very much, Silvia. Jose, I would like to go on with point number 5, the strategic regional plan. Jose, you have the floor. This is Jose Arzo speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. Item number 5 on the agenda is something very important, the regional strategic plan. This was an initiative by Rodrigo de la Parra. In the last 2 or 3 meetings, this started as informal meetings, and then this was formalized. And Rodrigo asked our region to elect 2 representatives so as to be part of this strategic planning committee, and you were able to see them on the list. Are you to be part of this important discussion? According to Rodrigo's request, there was 1 member from the Caribbean region and one from the Latin American region. On from the Caribbean region, we have Dev, and there was no other appointment to be part of this strategic planning committee. And in order to strike a balance, not only in the region, but also in the committee, in general terms, I proposed in the list to have a woman as a candidate, taking into account the other representatives. I think it is important and necessary to have a woman in that strategic planning committee. And we had Natalia, Fatima, and Banda. They were expressing their will to collaborate. So I told them that it would be good to have one of them as the Latin American representative in this regional strategic plan. And most of you agreed that Fatima should be part of that plan. Fatima, Dev, did you have any meeting with Rodrigo? I saw that today Fatima sent an email to the list asking for details about the drafts and audio files. Fatima, is there any comment? Dev, this is Fatima speaking. We only had 1 informal communication with Rodrigo to share the draft of the regional strategy, and that was the information I sent in today's email. You have the English and Spanish version, and there is a wiki page that was created to post all the comments related. This wiki is not still working, but we are just a step ahead, asking you new ideas once you can analyze this draft document. we will be reporting constantly about the news that we have, but up to now, this is all the information that we have.
Thank you, Fatima. This is Sylvia Herling speaking. Is there anybody who would like to ask any question regarding this item number 5 in the agenda? Okay, so we will now go to item number 6, which is the Lacrado Declaration on the Strategic Proposal of ICANN Meetings, where Fatima and Natalia have created a declaration, and I would like to give the floor to some of them so that they can explain what is it that they have published in our wiki. This is Fatima speaking again. Thank you, Sylvia. I have just posted on the AC room, I have posted the public link to this issue. The statement that we did on behalf of Lacrado has including the opinions of everybody who has issued an opinion on this regard, Banda, Alejandro, Dev, Carlton, Natalia, and Juan Manuel. And when we tried to balance this declaration, we posted it as a public comment, and in different areas we have received a good encouragement to continue doing this because they are good for our region to be present within the public comment. So we hope we will have more statements of this kind in the future. That's all. Thank you. This is Sylvia speaking. Thank you, Fatima. Is there anybody else who would like to take the floor on the declaration or something that has not been said? This is Jose Arce speaking. I can't really see the AC room. Is there anybody else? Go ahead, Jose. This is Jose speaking. So I would first of all like to congratulate this initiative. Much before Fatima and Natalia sent this document, we had discussed some of these issues on the list, and then this ended up on the creation of this document. Now, as a result of the document created by them, I had some conversations with some LACNIC people, especially with Andres, who, when our region posted this document for public comment, LACNIC also released a similar document on the same direction. When I talked to Andres Piazza, we decided, after talking and having some chats, that from now on, we would like to have some kind of collaboration and cooperation with LACNIC on issues that are of common interest and try to obtain a sort of an agenda of certain issues. And the region should have some of these issues that are on the CNRO that are not always discussed, excluding, of course, this issue on which the comment was made. I think it is important that we incorporate the people of Lacrado to some of the issues that are discussed in that part of ICANN, and I think we should also have some kind of common agenda with LACNIC. That's all I wanted to say, that is that we are discussing these issues, and we, as soon as we can have a formal document, we will inform this to the list. This is Sylvia speaking. Thank you, Jose. Is there anybody else who would like to make a comment in this regard on this issue? Okay, so now we can go to item 5, which is the Lacrado Working Group. As I can see here, We have the coordinators present on this call. So I can just say that they are working a lot, that there is a lot of communication between the coordinators and through the groups. We don't really have an important participation on the groups, but the people who are there are working a lot. I suggest that you get more involved, even if you are not part of the groups, that you access the wiki and that you make comments that can help those who are participating in the group. Maybe the coordinators would like to make a comment so that this is stated for the records. In that case, you have the floor. This is Juan Manuel speaking and asking for the floor. Okay, thank you, Silvia. Thank you all. This is Juan Manuel speaking. I just wanted to say that the communications group that I am leading at the time has produced a document called the Netiquette document. As from today, we would like to post it, to release it, so that comments can be made. This document is posted on the wiki. It's in English and in Spanish, so that we can receive your comments on this regard, and this is part of the work we have done at the group. We would like also to create a style manual that will soon be sent to you so that you can comment on it, and to provide us your feedback on any additional issues that we can include on the document so that we can then send it to the main table of Lacrallo and to have it as the main document for the region. I have no access to the Adobe right now, so perhaps somebody can help me and put up the link right there on the chat room. So that's the contribution that I want from you. Thank you. This is Silvia speaking. Thank you, Juan. Is there any other coordinator who would like to take the floor? Humberto now has the floor. This is Humberto Carrasco for the record. I just wanted to sum up and say that we are preparing a document. I need to get in contact with Dev and Ann so that we can go ahead in the draft that we have started to prepare. We also would like to receive comments within the group, and any member of the Lacrallo group, you're welcome to provide your proposals. That's all. Thank you. This is Cecilia speaking. Thank you, Humberto. Alejandro Pisanti now has the floor. We are listening to you, Alejandro. Now you have the floor. I had to unmute my voice. The strategic planning group, this is Alejandro speaking, is progressing. We have quadrupled the content of the analysis SWOT table. We are expecting Dev's comment. We will have a teleconference meeting tomorrow. And if there are members of this working group right here, I invite you and I encourage you to participate in the document we are building in the meeting we will be holding tomorrow. Thank you. This is Silvia speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. Is there anybody who would like to make a comment? Fatima, please go ahead. This is Fatima speaking. I don't know if Antonio is on the call or not. Antonio, are you here? At least he is listed here. Hello, Antonio. Can you hear us? Antonio is the coordinator of the governance group. This is Silvia speaking again. I only hear some noise. I'm not sure if Antonio is on the line or not. Okay, Silvia, then I suppose we will talk to Antonio so that he can inform about the news and the next meeting. He was the one who was coordinating the group, and I personally have no news about it. So this is Silvia speaking. That's correct. He had some problems, and in this week we will coordinate the new date for this group's meeting, and we will inform you by email. So with this item number 7, we will finish. Is there any other issue that you'd like to talk about? And those of you who have raised your hand on the Adobe, please put it down. Jose, we are on item 8, which is other issues. Would you like to say something else? This is Jose speaking. I apologize that I'm not in the AC room. I have nothing else to add. I just wanted to say that we will soon be sending issues regarding the AC room. It's Lacrado is the one who will decide how to proceed. And on my behalf, this is the end of the call so that we can advance on the substantive issues of the AC, the CA. This is Silvia speaking. Thank you, Jose. If nobody else has any other issue to comment on, I will thank you all, Veronica and David, and the people of the staff. And this call is adjourned. This call on the November month. This is finishing 15 minutes before the hour. This is really a record.